With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. While liberals in America and overseas falsely claim that President Trump wanted to destroy civilization in Iran, authorities in Tehran have now backed down and accepted a two-week ceasefire, claiming it will negotiate with the U.S. Those talks get underway Friday. In the meantime, there are concerns from all sides, hopes that the war will be over soon. Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majed Al Ansari says if it continues much longer, the issue of food and water shortages likely to become more widespread.
There are a lot of dangers to that happening when it comes to food security, when it comes to water security, when it comes to environmental security, that we are still at the threshold of all of these challenges, and we hope that we can remain there and we are able to walk back from there to a more safe environment. But obviously, we are quite concerned with all that is happening right now, and I won't go beyond that, just to say that, you know, we are all waiting for what's going to happen in the next couple of hours, and we are supportive, of course, of the efforts of Pakistan and the other mediators in finding a resolution to this before it escalates beyond anyone's control.
Additional trouble in the Korean Peninsula. The South says its military has detected North Korea firing several ballistic missiles toward its eastern seas, that in its second launch event in the last 48 hours. In Texas, state health regulators telling Camp Mystique's owners they're investigating hundreds of complaints. That follows last summer's deadly floods. 25 people, including 25 little girls, were killed. The investigation comes as the state considers whether to allow the girls' camp to reopen this summer. This is SRN News. Well, Americans just aren't having many kiddos these days. Here's Michael Harrington with that story.
The Pew Research Center is celebrating America's 250th birthday with a wide-ranging look at the country in the 50 years since the bicentennial. One of the big changes is how many children the average American woman has in her lifetime. In 1976, it was three. In 2026, it is two. Pew says, quote, the introduction of the birth control pill, delays in marriage, and increases in women working outside the home have contributed to the change. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of England's 500-year-old church choir tradition trying to preserve it as the nation comes increasingly secular. They've launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as a very important part of Britain's culture under the UN program that seeks to protect cultural heritage. This is SRN News. Vice President J.D. Vance in Hungary in a bid to turn the tide of an election campaign where long-serving Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a close ally of President Trump, now trailing in the polls. Vance had some kind words for the Prime Minister.
I also want to thank the President of the United States, who, of course, is a dear friend of Prime Minister Orban and a very strident supporter of Prime Minister Orban, because together, the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Hungary have been able to do amazing things.
And Orban has been in power since 2010, and he had great thanks for America.
We owe gratitude to President Trump and Vice President Vance for standing by Hungary during the past years. The United States of America is the strongest country in the world.
And most polls show Orban is trailing in that April 12th election. More details, srnnews.com.